Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Self Care with Boosie.
Now, you've sat down, you've created your vision board, you've written down your goals, and you've gotten really specific on the goals that you want to achieve. How do you now break down those goals into actionable items that you can actually complete and get yourself to a point where you're realizing and achieving the goals that you've set? That is what I'm talking about today. Now, let's say one of your big goals for the rest of the year is starting a podcast. Some of the things that you can get very specific about on this one and that you can control are things such as how frequently you want to be uploading episodes on your podcast. Is it weekly? Is it bi-weekly? Is it once a month? Is it twice a week? You can get very specific on that. The second thing you can get specific on is the number of episodes you want to have for your first season. So let's say you've decided you want to make your podcast have different seasons. You can decide how many episodes you want one season to have. And the third thing that you can get specific on is the date of your launch. Okay? Now on this one, once you have a planned date to launch your podcast, you can start working backwards from there using the different variables from all the other specifics that you've gotten into when you were thinking about starting a podcast. So, if you decide that you want to have a season that has 20 episodes in it, depending on where your launch date stands, you'll get a time frame of how many months you have or how many weeks you have before you have to release any content. And that will give you a time frame for breaking things down and when you can plan to do certain things. So now on this particular one, you can take your planned launch date and work backwards from there. If you've decided that you want to have, say, 20 episodes in one season, what is it going to take for you to have those 20 episodes completed? Are you going to be interviewing anyone, or are you going to be doing everything solo, or is it a combination of both? And if you do have to do interviews with people, who are those people? Have you had those conversations with them? If not, that's what you need to be now thinking about and putting down and breaking down into smaller chunks. Plan out your episodes, decide what topics you want to have for the 20 episodes that you want to have in one season, and then have a brief outline for what that conversation, whether you're having it with somebody else, whether it's a solo type of episode, write your outlines for all of those episodes. You will need to write the outlines for those episodes, or else you'll find yourself just getting on the mic, speaking, and you go off topic and you struggle to get your mind back to where you are actually going with everything. So it's important in this setting for you to say, I'm going to write an outline. So then you'll have those different categories. This is me outlining my podcast episodes. You will need to then record your podcast episodes. You will need to edit your podcast episodes, and you will need to actually schedule your podcast episodes. Those are all different activities that you can break up into smaller chunks. And throughout your weeks, you can then decide, okay, so maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's where I'm doing all of my outlines. So I want to have all 20 outlines, topics completed. Just make it whatever makes the most sense for you. Those are the actionable items that you need to do to get yourself to a point where you are actually producing the content and are able to fulfill your goal of starting a podcast. So whatever goal you have, you need to have gotten very specific about it, because simply saying, I want to start a podcast, is not saying anything. You need to get specific. So once you've gotten specific, where you have a launch date, when do you want this podcast to be out? How frequently are you going to be updating it? And how many episodes do you want to have in one season? Those are all the things that you can use to then get yourself to a point where you're having all of those smaller actionable items that you can do each week, each month, to build up to a point where your goal is actually getting completed. It's something that you're actually doing. It's not something you've just written down, didn't get clear about, and now you're stuck because you don't know what's the next thing. So for you to be able to break your goals down, you need to have gotten very specific about them. And that is what's going to help you be able to break them down into those smaller actionable items that will help you get to a point where you are completing and achieving the goal that you set for yourself. So when you are working through breaking down your goal into smaller actionable items that you can plan into your week to complete, you should always, always plan to make changes, because things can come up that just disrupt every plan that you had, and you need to mentally prepare yourself that something like that might happen. And if it does, how are you going to adjust? How are you going to adapt to whatever it is that comes along? Because if you've planned this perfect plan and you've told yourself that if this doesn't work out the way that I have planned it out or written it out, and something happens that disrupts the way that your plan looks, it can get very easy for you to just say, oh, but maybe this is a sign, like I must just quit while I'm ahead and stop doing whatever it is I'm doing. So it's important to just consider that should things have to change, I am prepared to make those changes and make things work with however my life at that particular point looks like. And if it does mean you need to pause on certain things, don't be hard on yourself. Things happen. This is life. If you're looking at the goals that you've written down right now and you're not very clear on what the actionable steps should be, you most likely need to go back and get very specific with your goal. Maybe you did look at the specifics of your goal, but the specifics that you chose to focus on are not things that are directly in your control. So let's take the podcast example again. So starting a podcast, if you put in your goal that I want to reach 10,000 downloads in 1 year, that is getting specific, but how do you control that yourself? How is that something that you are going to directly control? Yes, you can market, you can share on different platforms, but you don't have the podcast yet. So you first need to put things down that are actually helping you shape what the podcast is going to look like. And once it is something that is there, then you can start thinking, okay, I want to have 10,000 downloads. How do I get there? But if that's what you've put on your goal, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, think about that future that you want those 10,000 downloads in the first year or so. Have that down, but you also need to now think of specifics that are actually going to get you doing something so your goal gets done. So just saying, I want to have a podcast that has 10,000 downloads is great, but what does your podcast look like? What are your goals in terms of when are you going to launch that podcast? What are your goals in terms of how many episodes you're releasing every month? What are your goals in terms of how many episodes you're going to have in one season? Those are the types of things that you can get specific on that will help you drive action to get you to a point where you realize the goal of starting a podcast. And then after that, you can make a new goal. My goal is to reach 10,000 downloads on my podcast. And then you work towards that. So after you've figured out where it is that you want to go and how you will know when you have gotten there, that is the time where you sit and you work backwards to find those actionable items that are going to get you to a point where you've accomplished your goal. Be prepared to shift, be prepared to adapt to changes, because things might not always work out the exact way that we plan them out, but we keep pushing, we keep going forward, we keep moving, and that's how we get things done. Do you need to revise the specifics of the goals that you've set for yourself? If that's something that you need to do, do that. But make sure that you're putting things on there that are directly linked to the specific goal that you want to be achieving. You might have a secondary thing on there and you don't even realize that it's a secondary thing until you actually start thinking about, how am I going to go about doing this? What actions or steps do I need to take to get to a point where I've achieved my goal? So that's basically it. That's how you break down your goals into smaller actionable items that you can complete every week, every month, for you to reach a point where you have achieved your goal. That is it from me. I would love to hear from you and how you're doing in setting those goals, getting specific, and breaking them down into more actionable items that you can actually complete and get yourself to a point where you're actually realizing and achieving your goals.
Thank you for listening, and do connect with me because I wanna get to know you better. I really do. My handle on all social media platforms is Busi_global. That's BUSI_GLOBAL.
I've been listening to Self Care with Busi.